don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking bad news to someone that you dearly care about is not good. If you don't care about them, then you're going to be all happy and joyful.
That's true. Yeah, but most of the time, you're not happy that you've got to break this news.
Yeah.
And, you know, you need help and you need support. And that's why Krista and Trey are here.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We are here this morning to help out Raina. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm okay.
Oh, what's going on, girl? Yeah.
So, I've been in love with one of my very best friends, for years.
Sure.
And, since freshman year of high school, I have just been obsessed with him. And, we just kind of moved into the friend zone real fast. And I'm just at a point in my life where I'm like, I really want to settle down, and I've been brave lately, and I just want to get out there and get what I want. And I really want him, and I want to tell him how much I really like him. And, you know, but he has a girlfriend, and they've been together for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't want to like get in the middle of things, but we've always had this like flirty banter going back and forth. And, so I don't know. I think I have a chance. I mean, we know each other really well, and, we love each other very much. Like, I know he, you know, as friends. So, and he's been there for everything for me, and the same, you know, on my end. So I think I just want to tell him how I feel and see what happens.
Yeah.
So have you ever like shared those kind of feelings with him? But obviously you haven't. You've kept that in.
I haven't. Ooh. I have kept it in for years. And, you know, there's always those like movie moments.
I know.
You know, where like, you're like, oh my God, I could totally tell him. And then seriously, something would always come up or happen. And I was just like, okay, it's not the right time. It's not the right time.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward many years since freshman year of high school. And I'm just tired of those moments being interrupted. Yeah. And I'm like, there's really no better way than to call him on a radio station and tell him how much I, you know, like there's no running. There's no interruption. So
especially if
I'm
his
ready.
Girlfriend listens to our show. That'll be
That'll be great. Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. What do you think the girlfriend's going to think?
Yeah.
Or will she find out?
Gotta be honest, at this point, I don't care. I don't think, you know, look, he seems really happy. I can't lie, but I don't think she's the best thing for him. I really think I am. She doesn't know him the way I know him.
Yes,
I feel like she doesn't support him the same way that I support him.
Yeah.
And sometimes your friends know better than you what's best for you. And I know that she's not it for him. You know, look, if she was really good, I wouldn't meddle, you know, but he hasn't found anybody that's as good for him as me. And I know I'm awesome.
Ooh,
so I'm going for it.
She is fighting for her man.
Speak it.
Girl, get it. Get it. Be the lady. Yes. Boss that you are, the lady.
You know what? Honestly, when you keep feelings in like that for a long time, it can make you sick.
For sure. Oh, yes. All right. Well, you know what? Let's not make you sick anymore. Let's get that love out.
Yes.
And hopefully we will find you a solution and make you feel good. And that means Josh being your boyfriend eventually.
Yeah.
We will help you break the bad news. So it's somewhat, it's not really that you really are in love with him and you want to be with him.
Yeah.
And
it's just bad news. He has a girlfriend.
Bad news for the girlfriend.
Yeah, for the girlfriend.
I'd be interested.
We should go on her.
We'll call her after. All right. It's happening next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. I'm breaking some bad news. You come to Tracy and I, and we help you out. And that's why our girl Raina is on the phone.
Yes, we've got our girl Raina on the phone. She has had feelings for one of her best friends forever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The timing, it's just like a romantic comedy, Krista.
Yeah.
The timing just hasn't been right.
That's right, girl.
Because either she's in a relationship or he is, but now she just can't take it anymore.
Mm-mm.
She's got to just say, I love you.
She love you, honey. Like you said earlier, it can make you sick inside.
It can.
And we need to make her feel better.
Yes, we do.
It's called Papa Josh in your mouth.
Yeah.
Not Papa Bill, but Papa
Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
Papa Josh.
All right. So right now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line, girl. You'll be able to hear us.
Yeah.
But when you call Mr. Josh, he will not.
He will
and
not,
then we'll eventually chime in. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, girl.
Good luck.
All right.
Thank you.
Josh. It's Raina. How are you?
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Did you have a minute to talk?
Of course, for you, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Really nice.
Sweet.
I like that. So, I just have to tell you something, and it's many years coming, but look, okay. I know that you and I know each other for so many years since freshman year of high school, so I mean, we've been through a lot of relationships, a lot of ups and downs, and milestones, but I just can't picture doing anything else in life, you know, that's major without you by my side, and in a more romantic sense.
I've
been in love with you since
oh my God.
I could remember, and I kind of want to know if you feel the same. I mean, the timing's never really been right for me to tell you, but I know what I want, and I feel like we're close enough where I could just be honest with you. So I'm absolutely in love with you, and the feelings are just getting stronger. And before you get engaged or do anything, you know, with your girlfriend, I need to tell you how I feel. So,
Yes, girl.
Oh, there it is.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. What is he going to say, girl?
I don't know.
Bravo.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. I was not expecting that. That is.
Ooh, I bet he's not going to expect us either, honey.
He's not.
No, he's not.
So
you know what, let's chime in. Hey, good morning, is this Joshua?
Yeah.
He sounds so like
yeah
nervous.
He sounds shocked.
Hi Joshua, yeah. This is Krista and Tracy. We're friends of Raina. Mm-hmm. 93.1 Jam.
Yeah,
Krista in the morning rush.
That's right.
Hi.
We want to first say congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
On having a fabulous best friend for so long. That's beautiful. Her name is Raina. And that she just confessed, honey, it is true. She wants you.
Yeah, you.
All of you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think about that?
Yeah. What do you think?
Actually, I'm a little shocked. No, I'm not okay, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. You don't sound okay.
You are on the radio, so I hope that doesn't make him pass out.
Yeah.
No.
But just imagine, Kristen, you're just talking to us, though. Yeah. Don't worry about all the other people.
Yeah. Your girlfriend is not hearing any of this.
Yeah, she probably doesn't listen to jams.
She's probably in the car listening to some other station. Yeah. It's not funny, Tracy.
Sorry.
I'm... Oh, God. Oh, this is just...
How do you feel, Joshua? I mean, Raina... Okay, I know you're super overwhelmed. This is an overwhelming experience.
This is.
In all honesty, man, how are you feeling about Raina? Have you ever felt feelings like this for her?
That's the thing. I've always felt this for her.
Oh! Really?
This is a romantic comedy.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? You have?
Never knew he thought the same way.
He's crazy.
Because I was always nervous about saying something to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I didn't want to lose you.
Are you serious? Oh, my God.
I've got shivers.
I don't even know what to say. I have felt this way forever. And I just always thought that you just thought of me as, like, you know, just another one of the guys. Like, I never thought you looked at me like that. That's crazy. Like, how could I have not known?
Well, how could I have not known?
Oh my gosh. Well, like you said, Trey, it's like timing. You don't know. Like
timing.
If this did happen to me once in my life, but unfortunately I did not feel the same way.
Yeah.
And that did make things awkward with my male friend. But this worked for you two, which is fabulous.
Timing is everything.
So here's the question.
What
are we gonna do, Joshua?
What are we gonna do?
You're in a relationship with another woman.
Yeah.
I am, and that's not fair to her. Now, oh God!
Oh jeez!
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry. I just had to tell you. Like this is serious stuff, and I know how much you care about her. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't want you to propose to her doing anything crazy until I told you how I felt. I would never forgive myself.
It had to come out eventually.
Well, she had to let out. Yeah. You guys have been very, very good friends.
Yeah.
Joshua, does this change anything, though, about your feelings with your girlfriend? I mean, what are you, how are you even thinking, processing this?
I don't know. I mean, I've always wanted to be with Reyna. Ever since we met, I've just wanted to be with her.
Oh, my God.
But I can't just.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just so much. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think it's best to have you two continue this conversation off the air and really think about what just happened, because you know what? Right. There's some love, obviously, between these two. And,
yes.
But the decision has to be made, for sure.
Yeah.
Because another innocent person is involved. But
yes.
We wish the best for you.
Yeah.
Both.
Thank you. And can I just say, Joshua, I'm willing to wait. I'm willing to wait as long as it takes for you to figure it out.
Dang.
I know.
Oh,
my gosh.
Can we be invited to your wedding?
I know. Hello. We love weddings.
We love weddings.
Especially the reception part.
That's right.
We can get our dance on like
drink.
Nobody's business. Would you stop telling people that, Kristen?
So do I, though. Okay.
Krista and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.